This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Section of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do so much appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air and in the chat room and being part of the conversation. Because if you're not part of the conversation, what's that whole thing? I mean, if you're not willing to vote, if you're not willing to fight for it, if you're not willing to make a difference, then what the hey? Right? What the hey? Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. You know, get involved in the conversation. Again, I don't care how you do it. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can get involved in the conversation that way. You can send an email to joe@therealside.com. You can, oh, I don't know, you can hop up on the website. There's a live chat room going on. You can get involved with somebody there. There's a lot smart, people there are a lot smarter than I am. You can enjoy that as well. And again, it's just a matter of, here we go. It's just a matter of being part of the solution. Okay? I mean, really, that's really what it boils down to. It's being part of the solution. So, again, I say to you, if you're not getting informed, if you're not getting involved, that's a problem. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much want you to be involved. Let me see. What do we got going on here? I got so many stories, I don't even know where to start. Let's see. I just had it up on the screen, the story I wanted to do. Oh, yeah. The old Miss Chancellor is under fire for, you ready for this one? Apparently now you can't mourn, you know, attacks on officers and such. You can't mourn when somebody has died in the line. And what bothers me about the whole Dallas thing, I know, you know, people have beat this to death. I'm going to beat it to death some more. Here's what bothers me about the whole Dallas thing. Cops, right? And last I checked, the cops were being protested, were they not? I'm just asking. The cops were being protested. And the same cops that were shot, that were died, were fighting for the lives of those being protested. Were they not? Or am I on drugs here? I'm just asking. See, I don't get this mentality of fighting everything. I really don't. I don't get this mentality that it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what we think they're doing. It doesn't matter what we think the police are doing. See, the cops were there to protect people that hated them. Come on. Can we be honest about this? Can we be real about this? Right? So the cops were there to protect people that hate them. They were there protesting that cops were out killing them. Going after them, going after black people, getting up in the morning, looking for some black person they can go shoot, finding a reason to make sure they can kill some young black man. You talk to, look at some of the, what am I going to say here? Look at some of the video that's going on. No, come on, really. Look at some of the video that's happening. You listen to what these people are saying, and basically what they're saying is that these police officers are racist. And Mr. Obama didn't help that this week, did he? By talking about how we have racist police, we have racist police departments all over the country. Great thing to say in the middle of a funeral. Of six white cops that were jumping in front of bullets to keep black people from being killed. Now, I don't know about you, because I must be totally mentally unstable. Because if I wanted to kill black people, well, I wanted black people to die. I don't know if I'd be jumping in front of bullets for them. I mean, in all the chaos going on, the cops could have pulled guns and shot a whole bunch of people around them and just say, hey, look, I was protecting myself. They could have done that. And guess what? They didn't do it. But yet, we're and where's the president? Think of the difference he could make. Yeah, I know. Not this one. Think of the difference a president could make if they would simply get out in front of this stuff and talk about how we do need to have open dialogue. Maybe there are some issues in some of the cities, but I have played over and over and over again. Right? You've heard me. I'm sorry. I know, I keep saying six, but I think you're wrong. I think there was five Dallas cops and one, they call them DART officers. Are you sure?
They're saying five officers. They died because they killed the gunman, too.
Oh, well, I don't want to give the gunman any credit.
Right.
All right, so I'll say five. All right, I've been corrected. Unlike the president, I can take correction. Five officers died in Dallas. And yes, I agree. I don't think the BLM movement has any credibility whatsoever. Absolutely none. I'm sorry. Now, I know there's some guests that I have on the show and some friends. Now, they may have started off. I probably don't agree with some of you. They may have started off as a protest group that wanted to make things better. Then I think there's some shady characters that got involved and said, hey, we're willing to help you. I got $30 million to help push it along. What do you think, huh? And then they gave in to all of that. And that money can come to a halt. They don't even know how fast that money can come to a halt. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I guess you can sum it up in two words.
What's that?
Get involved.
I gotta get a disco ball. You're making me crazy. What's that? I'll put you on camera. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, it is always a pleasure to have you on board, and I do appreciate the time that you spent with me. So, I can't believe we actually live on planet Earth. I'm serious. I mean, some of this crazy stuff. So students and faculty at the University of Mississippi, they're expressing disgust with the university chancellor for offering condolences to the Dallas shooting victims without mentioning other recent shootings. Got to, what do you got? Mention them all, number one. Now, at a forum on Monday that was hosted by the Center for Inclusion and cross-cultural engagement. I hate these titles they come up with sometimes. Oh, you know you're going to get spit right in the face with some of them. Right? So students and faculty gathered to reflect on and discuss the deaths of the thief known as Alton Sterling, Philandro Castile, with several attendees taking the opportunity to complain that the administration has been insufficiently sympathetic with respect to those incidents. Really. It's just amazing. These people are nuts. So the Daily Mississippian, I want to see you spell it, let alone say it, reports that one student brought up a tweet made by UM Chancellor Jeff Vitter the night of the attack in Dallas, which read, "Old Miss Hart's heavy with the news of the tragedy in Dallas, sending her thoughts and prayers." Now, at first I thought they're teed off about the prayer thing, because, you know, you can't talk about prayer in a public setting. It's illegal somewhere, not in this country. So in a post on his official blog 2 days before the forum, however, Chancellor Vitter also alluded to the tragic events that occurred throughout the nation in recent weeks, saying, "We mourn for everyone without mentioning any specific incidents. Our country is hurting as we profess the tragic events of this past week. We mourn for everyone," Vitter wrote. "I believe the transformation effect of higher education and that it has a unique and powerful role to play in our path from here." You know, Vitter, I got to tell you, you're wrong. If you academics think that educating these ISIS fighters is going to make everything better, please, feel free to... I would love it. That's what we should do. Stop spending the money on bombing and everything. Okay, you got me now, right? Stop spending all this money doing that. Spend the money building facilities of higher learning over there in the Middle East. Yeah, oh, sure. Let's go to Syria. Let's go to all these places that we know the ISIS fighters are. Because if all they need is education and jobs, hey, we got it. We'll send you educators. You know, you guys that think you're so smart and you got it all together, we'll send you out there after we build the schools. We'll have them done pretty quick because we want them educated pretty quick. We'll send you out there and you can train them. And you can go out and invite them in. Yeah. No, just ISIS welcome. You should put a big sign up. ISIS welcome. This is a gun-free zone because I know how you are about that. So it could be ISIS welcome, gun-free zone, education, paid for by the American, the great Satan. Okay? No, seriously. I think that would be perfect. Because they would, it's a couple of things. First of all, they would love the fact knowing that they were wasting American taxpayer dollars. That would make them very happy. And if you're wrong, it's not a big deal. If you're wrong, you just lose your head. It's not a problem. I mean, it won't hurt long, I don't think. I've seen some of those videos of the beheadings. I will tell you what. You're a jackwagon. If you think these people are human, you're a jackwagon. That's the nicest way I can say it. The amount of pain those people suffer through when they're beheaded. It's not like you see in the movies where it's a quick swipe with the sword and it's over with. No. Because they can't do that. That's too humane, you know. And these people you want to hug are lighting people on fire. They're raping young girls before they light them on fire. Because you can't have, you know. These are humane people that you want to reach out, wrap your arms around, and give a kiss to. I suggest you do it. No, I'm on board with this. I suggest you do it. I would beg Soros to help out here, because I think this is right up his alley, right? We rent or buy a bunch of planes. We take you educators over there. You can set up the curriculum. We'll build the buildings. Adios. Have a nice day. Because I know we ain't going to kiss your families goodbye, because it's over. I'm so tired of you educators thinking that everything is about education. You give them an education, they'll be fine. You give them a job, they'll be fine. You give them money, they'll be fine. No, they won't. It's not what they want. Do you understand that they'd rather go without shoes, they'd rather be poor, go without clothes? To make sure they could kill us? Do you understand that? I don't think you really care, frankly, but do you understand that? See, I think that most of you guys on the left, with this hardcore attitude, it has nothing to do with whether it's a better education. Your attitude comes from the fact that if we on the right believe something, it has to be wrong and you're against it. Period. Anyway, and then it shows you these wonderfully young people, young men and women, that are going to these colleges, these internment camps for communists, or actually not for, but with other communists, I'll put it that way, to learn why the American way... You know, I'll tell you what hypocrites they are. They go in there to learn why the American way of life is bad and why capitalism sucks. And where are they? They're on American soil at an American school getting an American education. Why? And how is that possible? Because capitalism is paying into a tax structure that's allowing them to do it. Most of them, most of them, they're there. Most of them are there on American tax dollars. You know what that capitalist money, the capitalist taxes. And by the way, obviously, I am on the air live while the thing is going on in Turkey, but we did have a report from one of our writers out of Egypt. I'm going to read it to you again because I want you to hear what she has to say. She has not been wrong yet. Her name is Sherry Behrens. She's a Middle East correspondent in Egypt. She said, please, people, don't trust your media for the truth or facts about what is happening in Turkey. Don't forget that the American media portrayed the Egyptian people and taking out the Muslim Brotherhood as a coup. It was not a coup. The American media portrayed the Egyptian military as the bad guy, and the American military, is the American military the bad guy? No, it's not, she says. And either was the Egyptian military. The military represented what the Egyptian people wanted. They wanted the bad guy. They represented the people. Don't trust anyone who reports, and I'm going to say it again, Ardagin?
Erdogan.
That doesn't sound right. Yeah, okay. Erdogan is a good guy. He was beginning to enforce Islamic law. Just like Morsi was doing in Egypt. The people don't want it. Right now in Turkey, there are some small groups of Islamist Muslim Brotherhood rallying. They are a teeny-weeny small group. And media is not helping. Don't believe it. Don't believe the lies. Hey, when we come back... No, you're going to have to come back. I'm not telling you. It's too good. I'm just not going to tell you. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening on GCN Live, and you are listening to The Real Side. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
We are back. I'm real good at that. Always skipping a step. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up on a website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a gazillion of seven things you can do up there on the website. And I really mean that sincerely. I do so much appreciate the time that that you spend up there. Now, I do want to get to it. This stuff makes me nuts. And when I say it makes me nuts because I just can't believe that people are that dumb. You know what I mean? So this could only happen. This sounds like a California college. I can't. The fact that this is happening in colleges all across the country scares me a lot. So we've got Mississippi University students who are mad at the chancellor for not speaking out, for only speaking out about his sadness about the recent deaths, the Dallas shootings, and not bringing in those crime-ridden other victims, Alton Sterling and Philando Castile. Now I say that because you're seeing more and more videos surface, right? Then we did the same thing with the Michael Brown stuff, hands up, don't shoot, and then what happened? The feds, the federal government, headed up by a black man at the time, said there was no crime. Hello? There was no crime. Anyway, who's the fellow that's the head of, well, I'll talk about that in a second. So one of the students said that he honestly feels that as a vitter does not understand what inclusiveness means. So what do? You have to include crooks and cops together? Is that how that works? Now what you have to remember is some of those thugs, some of those crooks, they would take your life just because they want to take your life. They don't like the way you looked at them. They don't like what you said to them. You have something they want. None of those thugs would jump into the front of a bullet for you. How dare you want to mention those people in the same sentence as the Dallas cops who gave their lives to save people who couldn't stand them? I don't know how you do it. You don't even, I was going to say, you must have a heart of stone, but no, you don't even have a heart. There's just no way. And even though the chancellor talked about all those people who have lost their lives, you don't want to care about the people who lost their lives in Dallas, the people who lost their lives in Florida, when the animal shot up the, I guess it was a gay and a lesbian bar. Animals. Just animals. I don't even know if you can consider them human beings. Vitter went on to say that our country, in his post, is hurting as we process the tragic events of this past week. We mourn for everyone, Vitter wrote. I believe in the transformation effect of higher education, that it has a unique, powerful role to play in our path from here. We must approach each other with respect, with dignity, and through civil discourse. I mean, terrible words, right? Who wants to do that? I honestly feel as if Vitter does not understand what inclusiveness means. Old Miss student Tanisha Francis complained with apparent sincerity during the forum. She needs to have, really, she needs psychiatric care. You shouldn't leave her alone with anybody. His team told us to go look at this blog, but we should not have to do that because he should not have said it. Said what? He should not have said that we need to treat each other with respect, dignity, and through civil discourse. How dare he? I'm telling you, man, these people are whacked. These are the people that should be checked. Students were not the only ones who were outraged by the Chancellor Vitter's lack of acknowledgement of events occurring throughout the country. Sociology faculty member Jamie Nelms asserted that Chancellor Vitter's tweet was misdirected, arguing that he should also have addressed the events in Orlando, Baton Rouge. So listen, I want you to know something. The BLM movement, some of them have said, we understand that all lives matter, but the crux of what we're talking about is how many black people are being killed. So for us, it's Black Lives Matter. Great! Wonderful. So they want to talk about specifics to their group, specific to their color, specific to their incidents. But when we try to do the same thing, it's not right. They are very confused people. How disingenuous is that? We can't talk about the Orlando issue apart from the Baton Rouge issue, apart from the Dallas issue. Is that what they're saying? They want to say nothing was said about Orlando, even from him, and he makes an after-the-fact statement on his blog. Nelm said during the forum, why was nothing said about Orlando? Why was nothing said immediately after these two events? I don't know. Why not? Did they? Did you, Nelms? Did you put up a blog that said that you were heartbroken over what took place in Orlando? Probably not. In addition, chasing Vitter for his purportedly insensitive tweet form, participants also discussed the role of white supremacy. You knew that had to come out, right? Now, I'm not making this up. This is real. Alan Kuhn, president of the UM College Democrats, well, that explains it all right there, and an African-American studies major, vehemently blamed white supremacy for recent racial tensions and violence, saying, you realize your enemy is not racism, it's white supremacy, because that's killing black and brown bodies every day. He also needs psychiatric care. He needs to be checked. Hopefully he doesn't own any guns. Kuhn went on to insinuate that white denial has had a hand in. See, this is what they're being taught in colleges. You need to close these colleges down. You need to fumigate them. And then you need to send all those people. You like that? You need to send all those people to retrain ISIS. Obviously, you know, ISIS needs help too. Right? Kuhn went to insinuate that the white denial has had its hand in escalating racial divisions, both nationally and within the university community. Event declaring that my body is a weapon by which I will destroy white supremacy. Well, isn't that a? I don't know. That sounds to me like he's threatening me. He's going to use his body as a weapon. Because, you know, he doesn't say white people who believe this are white supremacists. He's painting a broad brush. I guess that's okay for them. This country was built on white denial. This university was built on white denial and white supremacy. These kids are idiots. See, they haven't just drank the Kool-Aid. They have swallowed the proverbial Twinkies. They have, you know, they've taken all this stuff in. The professors are their gods. The professor says that it has to be right because their parents are idiots. Kuhn told Campus Reform, it needs to become borderline obsessive. Ask yourself every day, what can I do with my body to destroy white supremacy? Because I'm not free until everybody's free. What are you not free to do, Mr. Coons? What can you not do? And I would see, these are people I would love to get on the show. But when I send them emails, they don't respond. Right? So you send them this stuff. I mean, you send them emails. They don't respond because they can make these statements and nobody checks them on it. Nobody calls them on their stupidity. Mr. Coons is a white guy? Oh, he needs to be checked then. He's just being politically correct. Oh, my God. I got to see this. Oh, whoa. He's a white guy stuck in his 60s. Look at that hair. You got to put that somewhere we can see that. Okay. Yeah, Mr. Coons looks like he has, anyway, never mind. So, anyhow, no, this is a real problem. Our young people are being indoctrinated. You conservative Republicans who like to complain about everything under the sun. How many of you are at school teaching? How many of you are at colleges helping mold these young minds the right way? How many of you are fighting back what's going on in our education system? Oh, that's just right. None of you. Or very few of you. See, you think of how many stories that you read about professors coming out making these comments against conservatives. And then tell me how many of these stories that you're reading about conservatives getting thrown off, I mean, relatively speaking, conservative teachers getting thrown off of campuses because of what they're saying and doing. Yeah. None! Or almost none. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
You tiny brained whippers of other people's bottoms!
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive to my video game.
I got a Nikon camera, a Sony color TV.
You know what? If you're still buying, can I say Japanese? If you're still buying foreign-made cars, shame on you. You know, unless you can prove to me, you know, they're made here in this country, shame on you. Come on. Let's help get these people back to work. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. And do be part of the conversation. Do take part of the conversation. God, that other story, I don't even know. Am I done with it? Yeah, I'm done with it. I don't want to keep going over it because it's just going to make me throw up right here on the microphone. I'm done with these. You know, if you're sending your kids to college and you're not checking on what they're learning and you're paying for it, You're a bigger fool than they are, and you're part of the problem. You let these loon professors, hard left loon professors, teach your kids all these things that are wrong with America while they're here working on American soil. They're being protected by American police, American soldiers, whatever, whatever. They're being paid American tax dollars. The only reason they have a job is because a boatload of American taxpayer grants go into these kids. And they're sitting there telling your kids how bad America is. And you let them get away with it. Yeah, I am blaming you. You let them get away with it. It's really that simple. Oh, great. Somebody just sent me a... I was looking at my Dodge diesel truck. On the driver's door, it says, made in Mexico. Well, God bless America. You know, it used to be that things were assembled in Mexico and then they were sent here, or we made the parts all over the place and some of them made here, and we sent them to Mexico and they would put them all together. Now, it's cheaper to have this stuff made every place else but here. What did Obama expect? What did he expect this country to do? What are we going to live on? Green energy? He thinks that green energy is going to carry the economy? God, I'm telling you something. I say it every night, and some of you guys think it's improper for me to say such a thing, being a member of the school board and all that. How much crack do you have to smoke to have this stuff make sense? Seriously. I realize that no car is 100% American made, but my God, let's check out where this stuff is coming from. When you go to look for products and such, there are companies that they may be foreign-owned, but they're made here, and Americans are working here in the factories. You know, years ago, Nissan made cars here in California, Southern California. They actually had a plant and a factory, and some of their major offices, corporate offices, were here. What was really interesting is you'd walk through their corporate offices, and if I, you know what, somebody's going to write me, so don't get mad if I don't respond and just throw it away. Anyway, you'd walk through their corporate offices, and everybody looked, you know, stereotypical white-pasty American, right? For some odd reason, I'm going back to the early 80s, mid-80s. And, you know, and that's how that, I remember that. I remember it, distinctly remember it. And then when I went over to the plant, there wasn't an American in the place. On the floor, they were all, can I say, is it Asian? Because I know you can't say Oriental anymore. That's really bad. Yeah, so Asians. They're all Asians, because I don't want to say they're all Japanese or Chinese or whatever, because I don't know. But they were all of the Asian persuasion. And there was very little English being spoken on the floor. And don't give me this stuff that you're being a racist, or you're being a this, or you're being a that, because, look, can we just call things as they are? I mean, when I was doing computer work, when I owned the computer company, and I had to go to some of these bigger companies where they had, 50, 100, 150 people on the floor, or working the floor, let's just call it what it is. When I showed up to work on some of the machines there, some of the computers, the connections had been broken. They couldn't speak any English. A lot of them were Mexican. Now, let me see. They couldn't speak any English. They're obviously not taking any jobs because no Americans would want those jobs. I'm sure they had valid. They all had valid Social Security numbers. One of the places I went to, which I was told kind of to keep my mouth shut, about a year later, the place was raided. And 57 people on the floor out of 100, 57 out of 100 were there illegally with stolen Social Security numbers. But shh, don't say anything. We don't want people to feel bad. Don't say anything. I was talking to somebody today, and he's here legally. He's got a Hispanic heritage. His mother was here legally. His dad was here illegally. And his dad was here illegally for a while until, I guess, he got his stuff squared away and straightened out. So he made it right. My biggest beef is people who've been here for 20 years, and they've never tried, and they're not interested in making it right. Send them back. And I don't care where back is. Send them back there. Because if you really don't want to be here, you aren't making any attempt to be here. You're not trying to be here other than physically and beating the system. I'm not interested in having you around. And actually, I'm not the only one. There's plenty of us. But this guy here came today. His family made good. He made good. He's, got taught a great work ethic. And from the little conversation I had with him, his dad had a great work ethic, and his dad made it right, is what I'm trying to say. We on the right don't have a beef with that. What we have a beef with is you people that want to come here, sponge off the system, you hate it, you don't want any part of it. That's who we have a problem with. That's who I have a problem with. You don't come here and live for free. You don't come here and game the system. And while you're talking on the other side of your mouth and telling us how bad it is, the heck is wrong with you? I used to work for, I don't even know if they're around anymore. They were around. Was it Johnson? Yeah, Johnson Controls. Yes, I used to work for Johnson Controls, big company. They since have sold their technology division. And I remember sitting there, and I used to do the interviews every week. Can you imagine that? I was the guy that would hire and fire people. So anyway, every Friday I would. That was my day for doing interviews. I don't know why, kind of weird, but I did it. I remember one guy called him. We always called him Abe Lincoln, because he would hire or try to apply for a job once every 4, 5, 6 months. Never got hired, but I gotta give him credit. He was tenacious. I mean, they were all the time, but he would always show up in an old, light blue, powder blue leisure suit that had cigarette stains and holes in it. And he had fingernails that were very long. He wasn't disgusting looking, but he was unkempt. What is it called? Unkempt? Yeah. So I don't want to give you too many words to write in that book that I don't say right. So anyway, so he was a little frumpy, right? But he looked like Abe Lincoln. I'm telling you, that if you could take a picture of this guy in black and white, you would have thought that Abe Lincoln was sitting in my... The only thing he was missing was the top hat. And I would just converse with him because I just thought he was the nicest guy. He had absolutely no clues to what he was doing, but he was the nicest guy, so I would just converse with him. Unlike some other young moron, I guess that's the nicest way I could put it, this one fella came in and sat at my desk, and I said, I see you've had many jobs in the last couple of years. And he looked at me very matter-of-factly. He said, yep, I worked for a bunch of morons. And proceeded to tell me how his last six bosses were idiots and didn't know what they were doing and didn't understand his value. I said, oh, I'm the biggest moron at all because I can already see that you have no value. We will catch you later. And he was not very happy about that. Never came back, and since I didn't hire him, I didn't have to worry about any HR issue. And that's what these kids are like today in colleges. They're more and more like that, where they know more than everybody else because their professor told them, and it must be true. They scare me to no end. I'm not joking. I'm serious. They scare me. Because you really can't talk with them. They're not interested in what people like me have to say. Now, if I was a hardcore left loon, yeah, they'd care about what I had to say. You know? I got to watch it. You know, I get that blood pressure up, get pumping. When we come back in the next hour, I've got jobs reports, you know, because we're doing so well. And I love this. You know, we've got to, and I used to say this at every show, and I got bored of saying it myself. Right? We've got to, for our misery, just to maintain our misery, we have to have a 2% GDP. Yeah, good luck with that. We haven't hit that one yet. This is the first president in history that hasn't had at least one quarter of 3% GDP. But he thinks everything's wonderful, hunky-dory, and fine. Good for him. And the jobs report. Remember a couple of months ago we had the 38,000? Now remember, I said to you, you have to go back and look. Because they always revise the jobs report a couple of months after it goes out. Because you don't pay attention anymore. And a couple of months ago, we had, 38,000 jobs, or they were looking for, 280,000 jobs. Really, it was, the worst jobs report in the history of the country. And then we had a jobs report come out last week or the week before, and it was a couple thousand more than they were asking for. See, that's like going to the track for 2 years solid, and every week you lose all kinds of money on the horses. One week you win $3,000, and you say you're ahead. No, you're a moron. You're not ahead. Hey, I'm Joe Mancini, your host, listening to the Real Side Jobs Report. In the next hour, I promise, don't go far. Heat up your coffee, like I just did. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.